Code Monkey, get up, get coffee. Code Monkey, go to job. Code Monkey, have boring meeting with boring manager Rob. Rob say Code Monkey very diligent, but his output stink. His code not functional or elegant. What do Code Monkey think? Code Monkey think maybe manager wanna write goddamn login page himself. Code Monkey not say it out loud. Code Monkey not crazy, just proud. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man with big warm fuzzy secret heart. Hang around at front desk, tell you sweater look nice. Code Monkey offer buy you soda, bring you cup, bring you ice. You say no thank you for the soda, cause the soda make you fat. Anyway you busy with the telephone, no time for chat. Code Monkey have a long walk back to cubicle. He sit down, pretend to work. Code Monkey not thinking so straight. Code Monkey not feeling so great. Code Monkey like Fritos. Code Monkey like Tab and Mountain Dew. Code Monkey very simple man, big warm fuzzy secret heart. Code Monkey like you.
Well, Code Monkey like his Homer with root beer. Code Monkey like the staff, but he don't like to work here. And he couldn't imagine himself with reckless abandon to ask a girlie on a date, yo, just to see what would happen. But he's here to get paid, not here to feel great. So quick to make the sky fall on a programming primate. I said he should quit it, get a new job in a minute. Should make a change, and he did it. He said shut up and forget it now. A sapient with an algorithm and the Code Monkey knows how to close. But look, he's looping the code, and he feels it from his head to his toes. He knows you're on the internet showing your friends all of his videos. He's always at work, he's always tongue-tied. Should take her on a test drive, rock it like a stage dive. But he's all in his cube, in his cell, in his cage. And he's feeling all down and depressed and enraged. Then he sees a face and everything goes numb. Little monkey always holding out for things to come.
Code Monkey have every reason to get out this place. Code Monkey just keep on working, see your soft pretty face.
Statler listeners, it is a little after 9 o'clock, and we are coming to you live from Hope Number 9 at the Hotel Pennsylvania.
Morning.
Woo!
So we're going to kick it off and get things going. We're going to put our first talk on at 10 o'clock for now. You got me, Tech Darko. You got Bunny.
That's me.
You got Stoppe.
You.
And you got Matt.
What's up?
All right, folks. So this is our third time around. We're back to our original spot. We have foam walls again, and we're all not losing our voice. Things are going good.
I have my
good.
Voice. It's exciting.
Always a good start. So, we have our IRC up somewhere. We have our video stream going.
You should just throw IRC up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should go to the menu X-Chat.
And here we go. Bunny?
I don't know what we want to talk about.
Thought you were going to talk about, you know, Matt's hope virginity or whatever.
Oh, well, he should probably talk about that.
Yeah.
Matt?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Vader. My first hope, so I'm getting my cherry popped here today. Actually, it's going to take 3 days, so it could be painful, but I'm prepared.
Everybody's been very generous.
flipping me up.
Yeah, we let you know. So we're logging to IRC now. If you want to go on our website, it's awesome. It's about 8 hours.
Give or take. I'm a little sleepy.
Lots of caffeine involved in that. That's what I see.
And booze.
Lots of booze.
Yeah, I'm the only one losing my voice. Yeah.
And pretty much for some content we got coming up.
Some of the what?
Content.
Talk while I pull that up.
Alright, well, funny things for smartphone.
Stop, eh?
What's up?
Anything interesting you want to bring up about our lovely website or anything else you're doing?
Just go to radio.hope.net. That's the website.
It's a good chance they were already there if they're listening right now.
Oh, yeah, that is a good point. But if you're not, oh, yeah, how could you listen?
Tell all your friends.
Yeah, spread it around. I'm so sleepy.
Buddy, you're losing it already? Crap, you only made it like 4 minutes.
And Bunny's out.
We need a nice cough button or something. One day we'll have real gear.
One of these days, over the rainbow.
I don't want to make love with the microphone. I just want to be close to it. I don't know. What do we want to talk about? We got Telefreak today at 1 o'clock. I'm excited. Nobody else is excited for that, apparently.
Dude, it should be fun.
We also have the keynote. Is that two? First keynote for the weekend. We only have two. Don't we normally have three keynotes?
Yeah. We don't have one each day.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought it was. But William Binney is today at 2.
All right.
That's a 2-hour panel.
We've also got some cool art projects coming up. We've got the Chiptunes concert.
That's a 10.
Bunny is the mistress of the schedule.
The spy talk is always the best talk of the year.
You will be able to see Stop A on the video feed for it. And
I'll be slurring for as long as he's answering questions.
He'll be the one.
Will all be completely inappropriate for a spy.
Well, he'll be the one in the back slurring and asking constant questions, even while Steele's still answering them.
Steele's the man.
Yeah, pretty much. He went, 8 hours last year?
Just
eight?
Over.
Yeah.
Like 8:01.
Is it really seriously 8?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
Like more than once they're like, listen, you gotta get off the mic. And like everyone started booing. So like, okay, you can go until the next talk starts. Yes. I think he went until like 10 in the morning. And then he was still answering questions when he actually was leaving. It was great.
The dude just, you know, keeps going.
Hmm.
So...
I don't know, we also have Mitch Altman talking later today at 5. He's going to get on and chit-chat about pretty much himself and his projects and everything else that makes him awesome.
What are his projects?
Isn't he the TV Be Gone guy?
Was it like an opening to an advertisement?
I was about to say, that was a really great little...
He is a TV Beyond guy, and he's probably not going to talk about that, though.
I bring that up out of personal ignorance, because Bunny had to let me know that, like...
Do you think that's like, a sore subject? If you're like, hey, yo, you invented the TV Beyond, and, like, he gets all angry, because that's his, like, only...
No, because he has the brain machine.
It's not as good as the TV Beyond.
And then he's got that that other one.
Ooh, don't tell him
that. Sleep... he's just promoting it now.
Oh, the dream thing.
What's it called?
I don't remember. I saw the friggin' invite for it, but I hadn't get a chance
to
look
at
it.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain he'll probably talk about that.
Probably.
Can it turn off the TV?
No, maybe. I think it makes you sleep or dream or do something cool.
It's lucid dreaming.
So if there's TVs not involved, I'm not interested.
There could be TVs
involved.
There's
no TVs involved right now, and you're interested.
Well, there's LCD monitors.
Those aren't really
TVs.
They could be.
We live in the future now.
They're the same thing.
Yeah.
So what did I have in the past?
CRTs.
And DLP.
And those little wheels that spun and had up and down animations. It was a little before our time, but...
I am pretty old.
Moving pictures for quite some time now.
Indeed.
Have they had sound and color?
Only until recently, but the TV Be Gone, little known fact, will not work on things like motion picture cards.
Good to know.
Yeah. Because they don't have the power.
And I think we're off to a great start.
Can we go back to bed now?
Yeah, we're all kind of tired because we were up late getting everything working. Sattler is currently broadcasting in minimal mic mode. We will be shortly expanding when Nick Ed returns. And then,
I just want to clarify, we weren't up late working, we were up late drinking.
Well, I was still working and drinking.
He was just drinking.
I was working too.
He was chatting. Just drinking. And
I
chatting.
Saw you chatting.
Gallivanting
we weren't working
amongst
upstairs,
his
you were
peers.
Chatting.
I was watching you the whole time. I have pictures of you doing whatever it is you do with people.
You were in those pictures, though.
No, I was behind.
This
the
is
camera.
Very awkward, knowing that he's wearing a kilt over there.
Yeah, that does actually make it awkward. Yeah. I've been told there is something underneath it, but I still have my doubts.
I don't want to know.
That's hearsay.
It is indeed. I will not answer any questions to that regard.
We're all naked underneath our clothes right now.
This is actually
can Vader
true.
Just... He could put a hand over there and let us know.
I think that'd be awkward for everyone involved. Unless Vader's into
oh,
that.
They might like it.
And then it might just be awkward.
I did not realize that might be part of my duties as the new guy. I was not briefed.
Welcome to Radio Statler.
Kill underwear check.
Nobody? I was not briefed?
Every 37 minutes. I don't know why. It's just the number. So
42 if we're going to go that route.
Yeah, I was going to say, why
you still got 25 minutes left before you got to do it. Sorry.
It's rare when one knows how many minutes one has before they perish.
That clock is way off.
It really is. I'm fixing it. Apparently our clock says it's only 3 after 9.
The clock is a lie.
I think it missed those leap seconds because I didn't have it plugged in. So that's why it's off. Perhaps.
By 10 minutes.
This computer has been off for the last 2 years.
Yeah, really?
It has not been touched for 2 years.
I think when I plugged it in, it had 109 updates it needed to get.
Oh, God, Windows, why? Too many updates. Too much time. Too many times your computer tries to restart while you're in the middle of working on something.
Oh, I just realized something important to announce to everybody. All of however many people are listening. We do not have hookers this year at Hope yet.
Yes, we are hookerless.
Yet.
Although maybe that...
Yet. Well, but yeah, at this but... moment, we had hookers at this point last time.
I thought we didn't have them until Friday night.
No, how do you think
no,
that
it was Thursday
the opening,
night. Yeah.
The opening talk, how do you think we all talked about hookers on Radio Statler for like 3 hours?
That's true.
I feel there were people that were hooker-esque wandering
around. There's a pink pirate wandering around. I just saw
it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, we have cosplayers, which is interesting.
That's interesting, I guess.
Kind of.
I was not
expecting someone
that.
Should cosplay as Kevin Mitnick. That'd be awesome.
You should do that.
Actually, you could.
I probably could, actually. I have the right head shape, I feel.
You just need a wig.
No laughing for me, please.
Yeah. Bunny was dying since she had the nightmare flight in. And, of course, flew into LaGuardia, which, if anybody doesn't know, is the worst airport in the
worst
world.
Worst airport ever.
No, Atlanta is now the worst airport in the world. They put me on a death trap plane. I almost flew in the sky on a plane that was going to die.
But at least they had a smoking room.
They did. And what? You didn't even need to light a cigarette. You just could breathe all the other smoke in the room.
You couldn't see the people on the other side of the smoking room because there was so much smoke.
I thought you meant on the plane. I was like, what?
No.
They really changed the rules up there.
Maybe that was why it was a death trap.
Right? Yeah.
The airport had a smoking lounge
or
right next
to my terminal.
You could have
been on like a private jet. I don't know.
Like, no, I'm not that cool.
No.
Dude, I wish I could afford a private jet.
Hitch a ride with one of your rich friends.
You have rich friends?
That's dude, sad. Everyone who has
why
a kilt
are we
is
supporting
rich.
This thing?
I was about to say, where are these rich friends that I suppose they
I
have?
Thought like all people who wear kilts are rich. Like Irish royalty, right? Don't you guys throw around huge
I thought
bowls?
Do you play bagpipes? Because I thought also all people who wear kilts
actually,
play
I'm
bagpipes.
Learning how to play bagpipes.
Do you have gold coins and leprechauns?
Wrong
Where's your accent?
Yeah, where is your accent?
Well, I can do the Irish accent, but not the Scottish. Sorry.
Fail.
Do you still throw those big poles, though?
Cabers.
Big poles?
Caber toss?
Caber toss.
You ever seen that?
Apparently not.
They basically have small telephone poles, and they have to pick them up and then hold them by the end and flip them over.
And over in.
Yeah. And they're, like, crazy long. those would be the Scottish Highland Games.
That's like their entertainment out there. They throw big sticks and rocks.
Yeah.
In kilts.
Pretty much.
When they start, they have to probably spin, right? To get some force going.
No, you just have to literally like reach down and just flip it
spinning,
up.
Spinning would be better because then their kilt would go up.
I don't think that's the the idea of the sport is to show off your genitals as you throw heavy
apparently things. They're trying to compensate for throwing really heavy things. So
they definitely are.
You might as well add that in, and then we know how much you're compensating, and you can be judged by that.
Is anybody looking forward to any talks today?
What? There's talks?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, we're talking about, you know, legitimate things and not just randomness?
Well, I'm kind of excited. They got the climeware.
We got Benny.
That was really good.
The keynote. That's probably where everybody loves.
Yeah.
It's a full day from now until past midnight. The world is your oyster and things you can do.
Here, we can pull up the actual Hope schedule.
Pulling it up right now.
I'm trying to think.
You're all heathens. You didn't
I'm looking for tonight. We have the My Life of the Thrill Kill Cult. It's 2600 Net Talk.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Isn't that on here?
No, they're on here beforehand.
Yeah, they're on here at 9, yeah, and then there's actually a talk at 11. So
they'll give away all their secrets on the air.
Yeah, then we do a wrap-up one.
Yeah, then you can go get the refresh when you go to the talk.
Yeah, we'll be at the talk.
We'll be the special information, the stuff nobody else gets.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, listen tonight for
the
that.
The kilt will loosen them up a little bit. Show off some leg, you know.
Well, the kilt or the cowboy hat.
Yeah, yeah. If you were to combine two, like, the amount of awesome that would come forth from your body would be...
I don't know if that would happen or if the magnification would just create, you know, horror.
Oh, no. People get pregnant just walking near you, even men. Anyway, so what's on the talks for today? The crimeware one, that's a great talk. I went to something like that 2 years ago, like Zeus and all those other fun botnets. Kind of makes me wish I lived in a foreign country where it was harder to get caught.
There is a talk on Nmap. The NYPD Ring of Steel.
The Destroying the Evidence one, that looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy the evidence before it becomes evidence.
Yep.
I guess that makes it okay.
Then there is Hacktivism in the Arab Spring. Memfactory is doing Kill the Internet. One that's kind of applicable to us, why you shouldn't write off higher education, since we work for a college. Then, mastering...
I know what you're talking about. I'm a garbage man.
You clean white gold, right?
No, I just pick up garbage, recycling mainly. That's it.
Why you shouldn't write off higher education, mastering master keyed systems. Let's see, exploiting Zigbee. Zigbees are kind of cool.
I don't know how
Sierra
is
Zulu.
That?
What, Zigbees?
Yeah. Like, will I ever come across a situation where, like, I need to MacGyver exploit one?
Probably not, unless you have some with you in with that situation.
Right.
I mean, they are really awesome for doing, like, you know, low-power wireless, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Small mesh networks. Let's see. Oh, Sierra Zulu from, whatchamacallit? What's Johannes' group called?
Shaka Zulu?
No.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. You've been here as long as I have. You thought you might know.
Nope.
Their group does a whole bunch of cool things. They're doing their own films and releasing them on Creative Commons and stuff. We have a talk called The Internet is for Porn, which is how high heels and the fishnet have driven internet innovation and information security, which actually is kind of true. I mean...
Yay for porn!
You need the most network security for porn sites since you're constantly DDoS.
I know someone who, like, runs not the porn sites, but the advertising rings for it. And he says, like, he pretty much nonstop gets denial of service, not only by, like, crazy Christian people that are against hot women doing hot things, but also his competitors. So, like, because, you know, you knock out your biggest competitor, and no one's going to go to their sites. It's too slow, so they go to yours.
Yeah. So, apparently, also, the director of the ACLU's Speech Privacy and Technology Project, Ben Weisner, will be doing a talk on the Espionage Act and other statutes the government has employed to prosecute leakers and threaten publishers. He's going to discuss the ACLU's litigation of the WikiLeaks supporters and place the Obama administration's unprecedented campaign against leakers in legal and historical context. It's kind of an interesting one.
Sure.
I don't know. The more you know.
Isn't that PBS's slogan?
And knowing is half the battle.
No, that's... The NBC slogan?
Yeah, I don't think... Do they use that anymore?
I think so. I think they still make celebrities get on there and say something interesting and then go, the more you know.
Otherwise, it's, and now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
That's G.I. Joe's.
Thank you. Can I get a Gojo?
Gojo.
You tried this the other day, it was a fail.
We've got advanced handcuff hacking.
I'm interested in that.
Right, that could come in handy.
Including the newest handcuffs in the United States that don't use standard keys. They'll be shown and explained, some of which haven't even been introduced to the local police forces yet. Could be good to know.
I feel that'd be good if you ever wanted to go on, like, a heist. Like, I've always wanted to go on, like, some type of international big deal heist. Like, steal a painting or...
A bank.
A dump truck of gold. I don't think you'd get enough money from a bank to, like...
I don't know.
Flee to Cuba.
Okay, find a casino.
Yes. During a fight night.
Ocean
11. Like, yeah.
Let's Ocean 11 it out.
There's four of us. We just need seven more.
Yeah. You could just be at Ocean 4.
Ocean 4?
That's a lot to carry.
I guess if we all know how to get out of the handcuffs...
Yeah. I'm really good at distracting.
Yeah. So then the three of us carry however many hundreds of millions of dollars we're stealing?
Can't be that heavy.
No. All you need is two Dodge Chargers, and then you can just steal the bank vault. But you can only do that in Rio, I think.
Okay. So we'll go up there and start there. Mm.
I feel if Dan was wearing that kilt, he could probably...
He could spin and throw a log, and
into
nobody
the
would be paying attention.
Are you implying that no one pays attention to that sport? They just actively ignore
no,
us.
No. I'm saying nobody would pay attention to us robbing them when he's got a log spinning around in a kilt. Yeah. Who wouldn't be looking at that? Even
I'm
how horrible
the
it would be, they would still
of you
be looking.
Log spinning around in a kilt, by the way.
It's like a train wreck. They're going to keep looking.
Oh, it's definitely a train wreck down there.
Wait, do you know this? Tell us how that works.
Just
yeah,
from
you,
what I've
you,
heard.
You dug your own hole on this one. I'm just going to sit here and wait.
I'm done.
So we've also got...
I'm pretty sure he slept alone last night. I mean, I didn't realize he was there, but I didn't think I saw you.
No.
It wasn't last night, it was prior.
I could tell from down here, though.
Down here?
Yeah.
Oh. Because I couldn't tell from the room. You were in between. Did you tell?
I slept like a log.
See?
Uh-oh, I made Bunny laugh. Now she's going to choke.
If anybody's watching on the feed, actually, you can't really see Bunny because she's trying to get out of the shot. She's currently pitching back and forth, trying not to laugh so she doesn't choke. Apparently, one of the other talks today is one of the art projects, building radios to talk to the dead. It's supposed to be...
Is there more detail on that other than that? Like, is it some catch?
It's, let's see...
That's one of the things that Gus was talking about, about doing the music little show thingies. I don't know about that one, but she mentioned it.
Yeah, apophonia is the human ability to perceive patterns and meanings in completely random data sets. The effect is often explored by ghost hunters who use electronic tools to find patterns in the environment around us and exploit them as a way to communicate with spirits of the deceased. Okay, so that could be interesting. I'm more interested in how they're trying to build these circuits and what they're building into them. Than what they're supposed to do.
Maybe they're just interpreting static.
Probably. You listen to enough static, you probably start to hear something.
Oh, yeah. Patterns.
I don't know, your schedule for the next day? I'd be thinking about that. While I'm listening to it, that's what I would... Never mind.
What? Static? 2 days?
What?
Yeah, he's just talking about us having static for the next 2 days.
What? I don't know.
Was that an attempt and just kind of failed and floundered?
I don't even know.
All right.
Isn't that how those eye goggles work? Right? They
what?
The eye goggles.
What eye goggles?
That's
the eyeglass?
Yeah, isn't that basically like shooting static into your eyeballs? But with
Mitch?
Yeah.
I don't know what his latest one is. I just know the brain one. It just has those swirly patterns and the ambient sounds, and then it makes you hallucinate for free.
So it's giving you seizures, basically.
But I don't know what the sleep one does. Sleep one probably does, like, where your eyes are closed. Similar thing, probably, I would imagine.
If it works similar to the way the most of the other kind of products like that do, it waits, like, a certain number of hours, and then at random intervals, it'll, like, turn on a little red LED. A little bit, like, you know, low brightness in front of your eyes, so you'll see red dots, basically supposedly in your dream, and that will bring you to a state where you realize you're dreaming, so then you can lucidly dream and control your dreams kind of thing.
I'm lucidly dreaming right now.
That is actually a possibility.
We probably all are.
Although, if you were lucidly
dreaming...
I'm
still in my bed right now, sleeping.
If you were lucidly dreaming, stop it. I would have to imagine that you wouldn't be up all night coding the website and then
sitting you wouldn't
here.
Have put Darko in a kilt.
True. Actually,
well, maybe you would have.
Yeah. Maybe a kilt and Pegasus wings or something. Yeah, I'm probably not dreaming right now. He always has Pegasus wings in my dreams.
Don't
right.
I also have the giant, like, 10-foot-long broadsword?
No, just Pegasus wings and one of those.
Oh, we have leftover foam. I can totally
caber
make one
tosses.
Of those.
Actually, we use the foam. You like
we
the caber tosses.
We could talk about our sliding door.
We do have an
and
awesome
why?
Sliding
because
door.
Because of our sliding door, Vader is not allowed to never, like, he can't leave Hope. He's here forever.
Yeah, he,
I have to reappear every year to rebuild the sliding door.
Yeah, instead of the first year where we just kind of left a pass-through, this year we actually have a built-in sliding door in a pocket door, and it sounds like a Star Trek door.
And it says this door is closed.
Yes.
With a dong on the other side.
Thank you, Johnny Xmas. And then, of course, the bunny on the back wall.
There's bunnies everywhere in this conference.
We've accrued a little more art over the night.
There's also a vampire Yoshi behind us, too.
It is still early.
I didn't notice that. We need to pick up some Sharpies so they show up better.
Anyway.
Hope?
Woo, Hope.
Yay.
Woohoo!
Hope that there is not a breeze and the kilt goes up.
Seriously, you guys
well,
just
there's no airflow in here, so...
Yeah, there isn't any airflow.
You're wearing a kilt. What else were you going to talk about?
I don't know.
Center of attention.
I guess I'm where I deserve to be.
Close your legs, please. Not you!
Oh.
Him, the one in the kilt!
I think it's a rule. You have to keep your legs apart when you wear a kilt.
Okay.
Yeah, because then right. The kilt falls down between your legs and covers everything as compared to, you know, not.
You could just cross your legs.
Oh, yeah, like a woman.
How uncomfortable.
We do it all the time. Like, right now I'm doing it.
Yes.
You don't have stuff to worry about.
Thank you.
You never know. I might.
We're not.
Oh, God, don't. No, no.
And Matt's dreams are now going to disturb him for a while. And Mike's going to arouse him.
I was actually thinking about the sweet taste of Club Mate. I can't wait to grab myself a bottle once they go on sale.
ADD is awesome.
We do have Christmas lights to be distracted by. But they're shiny and multicolored.
Hadn't really noticed them. Can we take all the pink ones out?
I think they'd kill the whole light.
Seriously? Just one? I thought you could take them out.
Well, let's find out.
Let's not break it.
It takes out half the lights.
Sorry.
I don't like pink, though.
You could pry out the pink and then shove tin foil in the hole. As long as you're the one doing that, then I don't mind that, and there won't be pink anymore.
Can I make a tinfoil hat while I do
like
it?
Like, you've never done that.
Can I make a tinfoil hat? The wear while I do it?
Sure.
With a rod?
Hey. You should stand in a bucket of, like, salt water, too.
Yes.
On the roof.
During a thunderstorm.
Actually, I think we are expecting some rain. Oh, my God, now we're talking about the weather. Help. Help.
We can go back to the kilt.
Is the kilt just our go-to crap we need filler now?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
People should check out the website over the course of the day. We have the video and audio and pictures. It's like you're
There's
here.
Pictures?
But there will be.
I got some pictures.
I don't know if I
want to
give out
phone.
The tat. If you get the Flickr, I'm sorry. I'm not cool enough to build something. I was lazy. But I'll tell you the Flickr tag, and then anyone who uploads
not,
using the Flickr tag,
not that you're cool,
it'll just appear on the website. You're lucky I didn't choose to use photo buckets.
You almost did last night.
I set this up, and then all of a sudden I look at it, I'm like, why am I using photo bucket? I didn't understand where that came from.
I believe your
alcohol?
Deck words at that point when you were sitting there and stopped for about a minute or two and were just looking at the computer, and then I just heard, fuck it, they get what they get.
Can we get more comfortable chairs in here?
Yeah, these chairs are pretty horrible.
Yeah, we need like the rolling office chair again, and then we also need the bubble couch.
We need anything but this.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any. Although we could send somebody down to Salvation Army when we send them down to, or to Goodwill when we send them down to go get the carpet.
Are you going
to
leave all the furniture on the loading dock?
We'll go back and sell it back to Goodwill. Donate it back to Goodwill.